Lady Daisy, written by Dick King Smith and read by Nigel Lambert.
I'm bored, said Ned. He stood with his hands in his pockets and his lower lip stuck out, staring out of the window of his grandmother's sitting room. Outside, it was blowing half a gale. The heavens were emptying, and the raindrops chased one another endlessly down the window pane.
When I was your age, said his grandmother, we made our own amusements. Haven't you got a book to read?
Yes, but it's boring.
Well, draw, or do a jigsaw, or a crossword puzzle, or play a game of patience, which is something you could do with Ned. You seem to expect to be entertained all the time. If you go on saying you're bored, I shall find you some work to do, like cleaning the silver, except that you'd make an awful mess of it.
Ned's grandmother put down her embroidery, took off her spectacles, and stood up.
Talking of awful messes, she said, has just given me a brilliant idea. It's something I've been meaning to do for ages, but I've funked it. A filthy day like this would be just the time to tackle it, especially with a big, strong 9-year-old boy to help me.
Ned brightened at being called big and strong, but he was suspicious. Whatever it was, sounded like hard work.
I shouldn't bother, Gran, he said hastily. I'll be all right. I'll find something to do.
Too right you will, pet, said his grandmother. We're going to clear out the box room.
The box room? Said Ned. Whatever's that? I didn't know you had one.
Come on, I'll show you.
But this is the attic,
said Ned, when they'd climbed 3 flights of stairs to the top of the old house.
Oh, Gran, we're never going to clear out all this stuff.
He looked around at the assortment of junk that stood on the boarded floor of the long, narrow room directly below the roof. There were trunks and suitcases and hat boxes, bags of old golf clubs, some cases of stuffed birds, a number of framed paintings leaning against the wall, piles of old books, offcuts of carpeting, and all manner of other things that Gran kept because they might come in useful one day.